Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. There was a man there named Zacchaeus, a chief tax collector and a wealthy man. He was seeking to see who Jesus was. He could not see him because of the crowd, and he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass by. When he reached that place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay in the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I give to the poor, and if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it fourfold." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
While we're still in Jericho today, we were in Jericho yesterday, we're still here today, and we're dealing with this man named Zacchaeus. I spoke yesterday about Jericho, what it looks like. It's a tortured place in many ways today because it's part of the West Bank. It's Palestinian territory. But the Israelis are building settlements. You'll read in the news about settlements. A settlement is like 400 condominiums with a synagogue and a school and a swimming pool and so forth. And the settlers will just come in and take over your land. They'll just tell you, "You're out of here." They'll take a whole section of land and tell the people they have to be gone by tomorrow, and they will take it over illegally and just build what they want. And there is no restraint on them because the government of Israel will not in any way temper their efforts. So it's a difficult place today. The settlers haven't gone into Jericho itself, but the surrounding area is very heavily conflicted between Palestinians and the settlers. Today's gospel introduces us to this fellow named Zacchaeus, who it says is short of stature. So he runs ahead and he climbs a sycamore tree. Now, some of you in our journey have been to pass through Jericho. And if you pass through Jericho today, they will take you to a square in the middle of town and they will show you a sycamore tree. It's not the same sycamore tree in the time of Jesus, but it gives you a little idea what a sycamore tree looks like and how this short fellow climbed the sycamore tree in order to see Jesus. There are a couple of things here that are important to see. Number one, he was short of stature. Keep that in mind now. And Jesus calls him down from the tree, and he says, "I'm going to eat in your house." Jesus loved sinners. I don't know if the church loves sinners or not, you know. Take the metaphor of Jesus going to the house of the sinner to eat. The church going to the house of the sinner to celebrate God's presence in the sinner. That's another homily some other time. But Jesus goes to his house and they object, saying, "Jesus is going to the house of a sinner. How come he would do this?" Not only a sinner, he was a very bad sinner, this fellow, because he was a tax collector, which means he was collecting taxes from the local folks, the Jewish people, for the Roman Empire, a foreign power taking over their land. So they object. But Zacchaeus goes through a conversion when he meets Jesus. And he says, I will give half of what I have to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone, I'll pay them back fourfold. He goes through this conversion, and Jesus celebrates his conversion. Not all tax collectors were converted. Jesus, there are many times when we are told Jesus eats with tax collectors. And by the way, for somebody to share a meal with us in our Western mentality is fairly ordinary. But in the Semitic world, when you broke bread with somebody, that was a sign of bond. That was a sign of acceptance. It has an implication and a power in a Semitic world that we would not have in our world. So he goes through this conversion, and he meets Jesus. Now, not everybody who meets Jesus or even breaks bread with Jesus is converted. Many people will meet Jesus and be converted. This will be angry as the devil and mad at somebody. They won't forgive somebody. And we're coming up to Thanksgiving. We're coming up to Christmas. And we'll have families divided and people mad as the devil at one another. But they're still breaking bread. They're still coming to church. But they're resentful and they're holding grudges and God knows what. You know, there's a division. There's the kindness, the openness of Jesus, the welcoming of Jesus, how Jesus touches a sinner, is comfortable with the sinner. Wow. It's an amazing revelation of God's infinite love. And when Zacchaeus experiences the hospitality and the love of God in Jesus Christ, he goes through a conversion. And the conversion can only happen when he encounters the person of Jesus Christ. Not to learn about Jesus, not to know about Jesus, not to read about Jesus, but really to meet the person of Jesus Christ occasions a conversion in a person. Now that's an invitation to every one of us to somehow have moments of prayer. Not out of a book, but just personal prayer with Jesus Christ. And allow the power of Jesus Christ to cause a conversion in us. Something radical now. I mean, when Zacchaeus says, I'm going to give half of what I have to the poor. And if I defrauded anyone, I'll pay him back fourfold. It's an amazing conversion in this man. So for us, our prayer is meant to lead us to a conversion. Now, consider this. What in your life is in need of conversion? What do you need to change in your life? What is it that when you meet Jesus Christ, actually, you're going to change? Think about what you should change today, now that we have come here to listen to the Word of God, to receive Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. What is it that I must change in my life today? Amen.